Welcome to Stress to the Nines on the One Prez Pod. Thanks for listening to Stress to the Nines. You can find us every Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on Facebook and here on the One Prez Pod. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to another day of Stress to the Nines. It's so good to see you on this Tuesday, March the 2nd. We're continuing our journey through the Psalms of Ascent. These are Psalms 120 through 134. And today we arrive at Psalm number 124. We're going to spend 2 days on this psalm. We're going to break it in half, as you do. And so today we're going to focus on the first five verses of this psalm, but I'll read the whole thing. So anyway, let's get to Psalm 124, and then we'll talk about the first half. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when our enemies attacked us, then they would have swallowed us up alive. Then the flood would have swept us away, the torrent would have gone over us, then over us would have gone the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us his prey to their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So let's focus on those first five verses of Psalm 124. First, kind of a funny thing in the Hebrew. If you look at verse 2, where it says, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when our enemies attacked us, that word enemies is literally translated as the man. So it's kind of funny to read it that way in a modern context today. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side when the man attacked us, then these things would have happened. Not a lot of meaning there, but I found it to be a little bit novel for our conversation this morning. But what I do want to do is look at the double ifs and the triple thens. So we get this double if to start. It's a repeated line. The Psalter often repeats lines that it wants to emphasize. Remember, you're having a group of people sing this, so I kind of imagine a single voice beginning the psalm saying, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, then everyone joining in, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when our enemies attacked us, then all these things would have happened. Then they would have swallowed us up alive. Then the flood would have swept us away. Then over us would have gone the raging waters. The psalmist is clearly trying to invigorate the imagination of those who are singing and those who are listening, reminding them of the ways in which God's presence had protected them from obliteration and annihilation, whether it be at the hands of enemies or at the hands of the forces of those enemies. Certainly when we read about rushing waters here or being swallowed up alive, it is the idea of being defeated in battle. That's what's being evoked here in Psalm 124. Fortunately for many of us, we don't have those same challenges in our modern world today. It's a little bit different, but nonetheless, we still struggle with danger, with exposure, with fear, with adversaries, with all sorts of issues in our lives and in this world. And so it's a useful thing when we take a look at a psalm like this to think about those times in our lives when we were at risk and we can recognize God's presence with us. However that presence might have manifested in your life, think today about times when if God had not been with you, then something terrible would have happened. I can think of numerous in my life, too many to recount right now, but certainly it's worth reflecting on as we move forward in the days ahead. It's worth remembering the ways in which God has been with us in the past. All right, let's wrap up with a word of prayer, and then we will come back and look at verses 6 through 8 tomorrow. Let's pray. Holy God, we are grateful for the ways in which you've guided us and protected us over the course of our lives. We're thankful for your presence, for your fidelity. We're thankful that you have not handed us over to our enemies. On this day, help us to be grateful for the ways in which you have remained faithful to us, protected us, and helped us. Let us respond to what you have done with gratitude, with love, and with joy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Okay, gang, that concludes our Stress to the Nines today. Tasha will be back tonight, and I will see you tomorrow. Until then, peace.